What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's Spiegs and Mark Grody right here on the Score. Jason Leisure, the Sun-Times. You know, textures are bringing up an interesting point, which speaks to the whole idea of Ben's vision. And the way that we've been talking about it is, well, here's what he did in Detroit. Here's what he might want to kind of try and replicate that. But when Ben Johnson spoke on his hiring day about working with Caleb and working with the offense and seeing what he has and stripping it all down to the stud. I'll start with you, Grody. What did you think that Ben Johnson meant by that?
I didn't hear the first part of the question. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Jason Leisure, what did you think he meant by that? That's wonderful honesty.
Ben Johnson said in part, I'll catch you up, Mark.
Thank you.
He said in part, I'm not going to just bring the Detroit playbook in here and just drop it down on the table and say, hey, guys, learn this.
Playbook.
And we,
I think Coach addressed that, you know, and talked to about communication and him being better in that moment, which I thought was awesome by him because that's exactly what happened.
I hear what he says, but I got to see what he does.
Mark, have you heard enough to chime in? At this point, have you heard enough to feel like you can chime in?
You have my undivided attention.
I think I've figured out the context. Very good.
Excellent.
I loved it. Loved every bit of it.
Thank you so much, Jason Leisure. Enjoy some February time. You got a little breather here before the combine?
A little bit of a break, yeah. Grody, were you listening to any of that?
It was really good. It was really good.
Loved every word of it, yeah.
You should know, Jason, it was Matt that I wasn't listening to.
Right.
Not you. I heard every word you said.
Sure. Welcome to the rest of my afternoon, Jason.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to sit and listen for 4 hours.
It sure is.
Right.
Especially
right.
To me.
Exactly.
What is a horseshoe? What does a horseshoe do? Are there any horse socks? Is anybody listening to me?
Anyways.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Good evening to you. Hope you are well. If you're driving, be careful out there in the snow. If you're home, grab an extra blanket. It is upon us. It doesn't look as bad as they were predicting out there, does it, Groats? It's supposed to keep going until like 11 p.m., I do believe. You're closer to the window than I am.
I don't see it coming down right now. Like, it was coming down at a bad angle and a pretty decent clip earlier, if I may.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
You may.
I don't think it's snowing right now.
All right.
Actually, so it's good. So, hey, if you're going out to the Bulls game tonight, just be careful. Give yourself plenty of time.
Bulls-Pistons again.
The rematch.
I mean, after your experience last night, you got to be thinking about going again.
Oh, my God. It was just...
looked up. They're down 34 in the second quarter.
And that's when I started to pay attention. No joke. For real.
Was there a conversation about leaving when
they were down like 102-56? That's when I checked in last night.
Right, right. The only thing, I mean, I made up my mind I was going to stay for three quarters of that game no matter what. So that's what I did.
You're a hero.
I think there was like 6 minutes to go in the second quarter when
you're
I
Tyler
said to
Hero.
Tyler Hero. We need another hero, like a Tyler Hero.
Go ahead.
I said to Dorfman, I said, why don't we leave it the next time out? But there wasn't another timeout. They're just like, you know what, screw this. Let's get through this half. So I didn't even get the timeout excuse. But three quarters is pretty good for a game like that.
Did anybody offer a free meatball sandwich to your section at any point?
No, there was none of that. I will say this, too. I guess the Benny the Bull spilled
the
popcorn.
Yeah,
Benny the Bill. The spilling the popcorn thing, there was no slickers. I had said that there was slickers.
I didn't want to call you out on that yesterday.
Yeah,
but
fair.
It's one of my daughter's favorite bits, and every time we make sure we go early to a Bulls game, because they do it early in the first quarter, I believe. And I don't ever recall seeing any slickers.
I think it was a group thing, like it was a special occasion, and so they gave out slickers.
Like
everybody
thing.
Had their custom, their business name on there, and they then dumped the I think that's what I saw the last time I went to a Bulls game.
That's too bad. What'd you eat? What'd you eat at the United States?
I had a pretzel. I had a big old...
Nice,
what?
Dude.
What?
That's stupid.
Why?
It's a ridiculous food
a pretzel?
Item.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa,
dude, have a hot dog something... like a man.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
How about something with a little protein?
Have some pudding.
Whoa, whoa, that's virgin food, man.
Have some tapioca pudding like Mike Brown. Folks, if you weren't listening earlier, what have you been doing with your life? Mike Brown was on at 3:25, and it was one of the greatest, most fun interviews I've been a part of in a long, long time.
Oh, it was so good, and it was one of the most magical seasons as well, 2001. But the conversation was really not even so much about his individual greatness that year. It was so much about that era and his pride as a Bears former player.
Yes, yes. And you know, his pride of having played for Dick Girano, he said was one of the greatest men he's ever known. And then
amazing.
Lovie Smith and all the lessons he learned, which he takes into as his fatherhood and his manhood now. And then he revealed that he was a Michael Jordan fan because his stepfather was from Arlington Heights.
Right?
And afterwards... you gave him the unprecedented
10 Bears
designation of 10 Bears.
And that's very tough to get because he's not from here. So it's unprecedented. The part of the whole Bears bit is that you have to have been from here. That's how the bit was born. All the Bears that were from
you
the area.
It was you and I working together.
It was.
And we were cycling through the Doug Kramers and Cole Kmets and TJ Edwardses of the world.
Yes, yes.
And you were assigning Bears.
Right.
Just how Bearsy were these guys.
Right. And this is the first time I believe on live radio I have given out 10 Bears, and I think that is well deserving.
Anybody?
Yeah!
I agree.
Yeah.
Anybody on this roster upcoming for this season who might be able to earn the rarefied 10 Bears?
Oh, man. I mean, like, I guess the next closest right now has got to be Cole Kmet because he is all about it. He embraces.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about this today before the show. Like, I don't think that I've ever seen another athlete in any of our big sports here in Chicago embrace their Chicago-ness as much as Cole Kmet. I don't even know if there's a close second. Obviously, plenty of players that have been from here that have played for our teams, but never that, like, after a while, who's, like, seeming to really embrace his Chicago-ness here as a frequent guest on this show, and that's Nicky Lopez. I like that.
He's going to play for every team in town.
Exactly.
And we're hoping that his good buddy Alex Bregman comes here as well.
Right. Right.
So last year in the offseason, there was no more popular team in the NFL for people to say, watch out for the blanks, than the Chicago Bears. Several national pundits had them as potential playoff team. It seemed every day over the summer last year, we were grabbing a different national TV show and saying, listen to what they said about the Bears. And we talked about it. Oh, God, no number one pick has ever had a nest like Caleb Williams is walking into. No, nobody's ever had this. Why can't they be like the Houston Texans?
Keenan Allen and DJ Moore together?
Oh, they upgraded at wide receiver 3. They upgraded at running back.
Roma Dunze is here, up-and-coming tight end, and Cole Kmet.
God, all of it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the over-under was at... Was it 8.5? Was he ever? No, it was 9.5.
Was it that high?
It was 9.5.
I don't think it was that high. Was it 9.5?
Yeah. I think it was 9.5.
Okay, where's Costos? Maybe Costos knows.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So it might have been 8.5.
Is it 9.5?
But anyway, I was picking 10 wins. A lot of people were. Anyway, the positivity was outrageous. And we got burned. 4-2. Yes, but then the Hail Mary, everything fell apart. We all know what happened.
They lost 10 in a row.
And we got burned. And we talked about this season as one of the more disappointing seasons of our Bears' life.
It's one of the worst Bears seasons ever. Period.
And we were talking before the show about this possibility of the opener in Philly involving the locals. And earlier today, Adam Schefter was on the Pat McAfee show and was guessing who might play in the season opener.
And so we had the division opponents, which are always in play, and the Chicago Bears. And the Chicago Bears, in my mind, become the matchup to watch for that Thursday night opener. I can totally see it now. Ben Johnson's first game in Philadelphia. Bears looking to make a comeback. It's not the marquee matchup that you're giving away early on when you're going to get the ratings anyway with the Lions or the Rams, but it's a compelling enough matchup that everybody would be excited to see it. My guess right now, is Bears at Eagles in the opener.
Shout out to Ruthie Polinsky of CHSN, who threw this out there on Twitter the other day before Adam Schefter brought it up. Ruthie, friend of the show. But as that exists,
the Bears,
with that possibility out there, and the excitement over Ben Johnson that's taken place all over the National Football League, and the expected assignment of assets to the offensive line and perhaps the defensive line as well. Whether we want to go down the optimistic head over our skis, oh my God, I think it's going to happen thing, whether we want to do it again, the league is going to do it for us. The national pundits, again, all the same stuff we were tracking last year about, well, there's always a surprise playoff team. Or this league, every year, there's 3 new playoff teams. And we all applied that to the Bears last year. Maybe we're not going to want to go there, but the league is going to do it for us.
Because they know the Bears are 2 offensive linemen and maybe a running back away from having all the wins that we thought the Bears would have. I mean, really, if you look at the way we have broken down the Bears this year, it's all the offensive line's fault. That's it. That if the offensive line is better, there's no way you're telling me that DJ Moore, and probably not Keenan Allen, but Roma Dunze and Cole Kmet and DeAndre Swift and Roschon Johnson are not going to work and make the Bears good. And this was a defense. Remember back in training camp, Spiegs?
Yeah.
What I was reporting, the players were saying, they were talking about top 5. And the only person who put the brakes on the Bears and their top 5-ness was Matt Eberflus, who, when things went poorly, was the one that actually was the adult to say, yeah, I remember these guys talking tough about top 5. Mm. It doesn't look that way. But let's face it, there's enough talent still that exists on the defense to think that it can be a good defense. So I do understand where they're coming from and thinking that the Bears might. I don't know if that's the reason that they would have the Bears on, that they think the Bears are going to be good. I think it's the interest in the Bears is what it is more.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a big part of it. But I think people blame the offensive line. And everybody blamed the coaches. And I'm included in that.
I should have put that in there too. Yes, it's the coaches.
And it all, Ryan Poles is getting nationally a bit of a pass because of the coach failures. Yes, he chose them and he shouldn't have, and that's the biggest problem. But I think he's getting an understandable pass because of the idiocy of some of the coaches on this staff and the big boss not being a leader in Eberflus. Terrible pick, but you know, over the course of the year, it was so obvious. They lost authority and everybody knew it. That whole thing fell apart. So now they've fixed the coaching issues. They've put together what Matt Bowen called one of the best coaching staffs he's ever seen a new coach put together.
Right.
You know, it's like, so I think it's, there's a lot of, there's the national guys wanting Chicago to be a story.
Yeah.
As you mentioned.
Right.
There's the fact that the coaches are better. Mm-hmm. And there's the fact that the offensive line is going to be invested in. And there's the fact that three teams do it every single football year.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the part two. There's the Caleb Williams part. The part of, look, we still think, and maybe this is the national, he's probably still going to be really good and maybe even a star. And now that he has the, I think, the proper support system around him. But you know, I said it yesterday, and it sounds ridiculous. Coming off a season where the Bears won 5 games and lost 10 in a row.
Yeah.
But we all know what that roster looks like. We know what it is. And maybe it's a chemistry issue. Maybe this team doesn't play well together. But there's enough talent on that roster to think that if you do make some serious additions to what you have, you're not that far away.
I saw an early power rankings on ESPN, and the Bears were up at like 22 or something, which is not that high, right? But all the teams around them were like 8-9 teams. There was a 9-8 team there. And then here's this outlier of a 5-12 team at number 22, the expectation of a jump. Now, the Patriots weren't far below that. They might have been 24, and that's a 4-13 team expected to get a Mike Vrabel bump, you know? So, like, you always got to find some teams that get bumps, and theoretically some teams will come back to the pack. But it has already begun. Shane and Tanny, what are you guys going to be looking for over the course of the offseason and as the summer and training camp approaches and OTAs, some of the signs that we saw last year that the Bears are going to be a darling, optimistic pick around the NFL? What are we going to be looking for to find that again?
In terms of what the public sees, what I'm going to see, what we're going to see as media observers, or, you know, I think it's going to be like, oh, with a new coaching staff, oh, this has to be better, right? You look at all the things that happened last year with Caleb, a new coaching staff, they'll definitely clean up all these things. It'll be, you know, it's a new beginning. It's Caleb's rookie year all over again. I think that's how they'll spin it. Like, so it'll be new and fresh, and it's a rookie. No second year QB has ever come into a season with better chance.
That conversation coming to a breakfast ball near you.
Do you guys, a little bit of trivia here.
Oh, please.
Not trivia.
I love it.
I think you'll remember.
We'll play categories tomorrow.
Did you guys, I think that this is correct. When was the last time the Bears opened the NFL season?
Season opener?
Yeah, season opener.
Sadly, I know. Yeah, so I'll let Spiegel handle this one.
Want to let Spiegel stew a little bit over this, Tanny?
I think I know.
Go for it, man. Go for it.
After a summer of, oh, here comes Mitch with the offense 2.0, it was the absolute dud of a game against the Packers to begin 2019.
2019, after the hope of 2018.
Right, you're right.
The
65 degrees, clear skies in Chicago, and the 100 season begins.
Should be the final play before the 2-minute warning. 3rd and 10. Trubisky to the end zone, and it's going to be picked off.
Oh, God.
It's Adrian Amos who comes back to haunt his old team. The Chicago safety who signed as a free agent with Green Bay picks it off.
I'm flipping you off, Mark Grody.
Why are you flipping me off?
Because that is the most disappointed I've been.
To bring that up,
3-month wait, a 4-month wait for that game and what the season was going to be, and you knew that season was trash. We were like, oh, no.
Dude, we were talking about there was booing in the first quarter, I think, of that game. Like, after Mitch's first two series, after this offseason of... Wasn't there a big thing on Columbus or Michigan Avenue? Like, a big opening the season?
The afternoon show, we did a show in the lobby here.
Yeah?
For sure. I think that was the same day's Cubs play-in game, I think, with the Rockies, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. You're spot on.
Because the NFL 100 was a big part of it. Bears 100, yes. So it was like a...
Who was
big...
the afternoon show?
Speed.
It was a guy. It was two guys you used to work with.
It was Danny and Mac.
Was it Danny and Mac?
Yeah, 2019.
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah. And there was all the stuff. Do you guys remember this? Chance the Rapper was going to perform. I think.
Well, I do remember
an NFL sanctioned thing, and that he didn't.
Is that when he started telling kids that they should hate all the cops?
Oh man. Is that what Chance is doing these days?
Yeah, like, I can't believe I ever got excited about the Bears again after that, because Dick Butkus, I believe, ran out of the tunnel, and I think Urlacher was there, Cutler came back, and I was like, here we go. And then again, I got excited about the team this past year. I should have never got excited again.
And then after last year, it's understandable if some people are like, I'm never getting excited again, but... The league is going to get excited for you. How are you not going to get excited again for this coming season?
I'm excited right now.
Right now. Right now, Shane.
I want football tomorrow.
Amen.
Oh. Forget baseball.
Amen.
I'm done with the White Sox. I'm done with the baseball. Cubs.
How dare you?
Give me football tomorrow.
I'm going to work at your brisk.
I can't wait to go to the combine at the end of this month.
I'm only half circumcised, so I can be another half.
Yeah, I know a guy. We can finish the job. Cool. You know the best part about being a Moyle, right? You guys know the best part?
No. Man. You don't even know that word.
Yeah, the Moyle is the guy who does the circumcision. Best part about being a Moyle is you get to keep your tips.
That deserved a rim shot, but no, that's okay.
Not a rim shot.
Gross.
No hanging rim on that one.
Hey-o.
Gross.
Hi-o. That's right. Had to give you that one at 5:20 on a Wednesday afternoon.
God, I don't know if we're gonna get.
Don't pretend you didn't enjoy it.
There were last night jokes being told.
And the Dorf?
No. Oh yeah. Well, the Dorf and I were joking around all night. You know. But I'm saying there were jokes being told on the radio.
Really?
Last night in the Bulls post game show.
Really?
Remember the Bulls got demolished last night, so everybody's a little slap happy.
Slap happy.
So
was there.
Since you brought up jokes, I was thinking about the Bulls radio post game show
where
jokes were told. Do we want to tell these jokes right here?
Yeah, we do.
And right now?
Right now.
Okay.
You set us up for it.
All right.
Croats.
Yeah. No. Perfect. Because the game was so bad, and I believe this is Bill Wennington telling a joke to Alyssa Bergamini.
I'm Alyssa Bergamini, courtside here at the United Center, and alongside me, three-time NBA champion Bill Wennington. Bill, it's kind of one of those games. Where do we begin?
Two reasons. One, 23 threes and a half is a lot.
Yeah.
And two, just making one. So both numbers are high. But anyway, I just want to let you know that, I have I have an inferiority complex.
Are we on to the jokes now?
Yeah. But it's not a very good one.
I like how he said, you know what, enough talking about this game. We're pulling out the notes app.
Here's a good one. Maybe you can appreciate this after your trip.
Okay.
What does garlic do before it showers?
Peels off.
Oh,
it's close. It peels off.
It takes off its clothes.
Okay, it was close.
It's cloves. I get it.
Oh, Alyssa.
Oh, Chuck got it. Chuck got it. Where did that come from?
The best part of these jokes is when Chuck laughs at them. Or, it's also great when he doesn't understand them.
But you were right on track, though. That's a good one, man. Alyssa, are you good?
The Bulls might have lost by 40, but we're winning in this post game and these jokes, right? Right, Chuck?
Oh, my goodness.
He's just looking at me like I'm crazy. Okay, tomorrow we get to do this all over again. Second leg of a back-to-back against the same squad. What are the pros and what are the cons when you see a team in back-to-back games like this? Hey, Chuck, you want to tune in?
Well, I mean, I can't top Bill's joke.
Okay.
But what did the waiter say to the kitchen help?
What?
I'm waiting for the food.
Did you study that one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. People are probably looking at us here like, did you guys watch the same game as us?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Wow.
That's something. By the way, as I walked out of the United Center last night, the people saying goodbye to you, they were all saying, sorry about the score. Sorry about the score. Hope you had a good time. Oh, sorry about the score.
At the radio station.
Yeah, was that Mitch?
Yeah,
it was Mitch.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to ask you guys, did we play that too early? I'm sorry. Did I set that up?
Yeah, yeah. One of these days, Shane will send you the rundown.
Listen.
I sent it to him today.
It was getting close to a break. I thought it was like a little preview for later.
Yeah, no, I could have
teased you guys my process.
That's on me.
Hey, Mark, do you know what time we meet, by the way?
Yeah.
Because I know you haven't filled in on this show often, but.
Yeah. What are you talking? Are you trying to say I was late or something today?
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay, explain what you're saying. Okay, I had to talk to Porth when I came in, so
no,
I was actually on time. Yesterday, I had to talk to Bartosz. I saw Bartosz in the lobby. He had to tell me about his reffing high school basketball games.
I don't think he had to tell you.
Bartosz cares about this station more than his own. He would understand if you had to leave that convo and come to our pre-show meeting.
I did. I told him, I said, I have a 1 o'clock meeting right now. And I said, Joe, you know this. You know that the right, meeting's
so what,
at 1 o'clock.
What about yesterday? Like, what 17 minute conversation did you have yesterday that
it's
got
Bartosz,
you hit 117
man.
Yesterday?
When I see Bartosz, we have a lot to catch up on, because usually when I see him, he's at BBM and he's writing, he's got too much going on, so when we see each other, it just starts to flow.
Oh yeah, definitely.
The conversation, we start to talk about the company.
It just warmed us up for tomorrow, because Aunt Heron's going to be here at 1:47, and hopefully we'll see you on time on Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, let me refocus us, okay? It takes a very stern, solid driver to refocus us.
Shane is fired up!
You guys, who is Dan Dorfman?
He's the unofficial score historian.
Yeah, he is.
Shane, let me refocus us. Did you guys hear the one about the blind prostitute? Did you hear that one?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, tell us.
Had to hand it to her. All right, so yesterday...
that deserved a rim shot, but that's okay.
Yep. You got more jokes from...
can I say it?
Bulls...
Lefty hurler no. Bone Lugan.
Bartosz.
So yesterday, Mark Grody talked about Jesus. Today, we're going to talk about Catholic wakes.
Okay.
Good luck, everybody. That's next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.